Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I am Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. Welcome back, J-Dimes.
What's going on, people? Did you miss me?
Yeah, we missed you. Yeah, and of course, here's Diddy as well.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, all right. So let's catch up. How was your time away?
It was good. It was good. I didn't play any video games.
No?
Which was surprising. Okay. We packed up the Xbox and never
and remind people where you went.
So we went to New Jersey to see my sister, and then we spent a day out in New York City. So
it's great.
We took the Switch and the Xbox, and Willie played some Fortnite on the Switch.
In New York City, crazy.
It is.
Listen, it's just a crazy place.
It is a crazy place.
I didn't think Vanessa was going to make it through the first cab ride because that guy was aggressive.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he honked at everything. And then the cab ride out, the guy, I think he probably looked at how much money he was losing on this fare because we got stuck in so much traffic going between the hotel and back to Penn Station that, he got green lights and he just started flying. And he's just hitting the horn. Like, there are pedestrians jaywalking.
Oh,
he's
God.
I'm not stopping.
Oh, nice. God.
I'm not stopping. And I was just like, oh, we are going to hit a pedestrian.
Somebody's going to die.
Somebody is going to. Thankfully, it didn't happen.
Don, when was the last time you were there?
In New York City?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Well, we were in Queens.
Okay. What did you do?
We went up for a friend's birthday party, and we went to see the Mets.
Oh,
Mets
cool.
And Nationals. Nice. And actually we stayed, it was really nice. We stayed, right down the street, right at the corner. And so we walked to Citi Field.
Yeah.
When we saw two games there over the weekend, it was a blast.
Sweet.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Last time I was there, it's been a long time.
Crazy though. People freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere to park.
Yeah.
I don't know how people drive.
No. Oh, dude, I refuse.
Oh, I rented a car.
Did you?
I could never have taken my truck.
I've driven, and this is back when I had a little Subaru Impreza that could, that fine city car, right? Mm-hmm. You're just kind of whipping in and out of lanes and around corners and stuff. Today, I we have that Honda Pilot. That's not going to do so
hot. Yeah, I think I had my Sequoia at the time.
Big truck.
It is. We rented a Velociter.
Did you?
And drove up, yeah.
That's the only way to do it. My last time I was there, let me think, what did we do? I think the last time I was there, it was for my birthday. We went and saw American Idiot on Broadway.
Yeah.
And because it was for my birthday, they signed off on the playbill the entire cast did. It was really, really cool. It was special to me. Green Day is one of my favorite bands ever. So that was especially special. I'm glad you're back.
Thanks. I'm glad
things
to be back.
Things are quiet here. Did you get a chance to listen to Omar's episode?
I have not listened to Omar's episode
yet.
Oh,
you got to give it a listen.
All right. I'm going to go see Omar. We're going to go do... I saw the picture of that new escape room.
Yeah? The 8-bit escape?
Yeah. No, well, no. This one looked like it was a mission control room or something like that.
The warring of the stars.
The warring
that
of
is
the stars
not
that happens
copyright
in space.
Laws.
Yeah, listen, nobody will find out.
Nobody's gonna find out.
But yeah, we're gonna go do something over there. So
dude, do it. Give Omar our love. Not too much physical love, just
Omar's good
too. Like a handshake. Yeah. That's all that's needed.
I'll tell him, I was like, hey, you replaced me for a week.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
How'd you like it? He did a good job, though. We talked about how people like parents are paying for kids to have Fortnite tutors.
Good God.
It's crazy to me.
But listen. It is. Although, is it any different? So I thought about this a little bit more.
All right.
Really, is it any different than paying for your kids to go to speed camp?
That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Speed camp.
What
teach them to run faster.
Yeah, like any sort of coaching opportunity for your kids
so
to get better at something.
So if you think, as a parent, that your kid is good enough at a game that they could monetize it, then I can see the investment, right? I mean, kids...
No.
Parents send their kids to tutors and camps and whatever to get them good enough to get a scholarship to go to college, right?
Oh, yeah.
So... Because there's money in video games now between esports and Twitch followers and all that stuff. I mean, maybe it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the tutoring costs, but
Go back and listen. I think I'd actually, once you hear our perspectives, I'll be interested to hear what you say.
I'll check it
out. And for you folks at home, if you wanted to listen to that, just go to joystickandmouse.com. Ooh, excuse me. I'm drinking a Corona this evening. We have a bunch of these in my fridge from when we celebrated my mom's birthday over here a little bit ago. So getting through them.
Happy belated birthday, Miss Elby.
Yeah. All right. Now, but today we have a news topic to talk about. All right. So this past few days, we're recording this thing on August 12th. So today's the last day of QuakeCon. We have all these good things that come out of it, especially from, you know, Bethesda Softworks as a whole. So Bethesda Softworks and these guys are here in Bethesda, Maryland, right?
Yes.
Is showing off its upcoming games at this year's QuakeCon, an annual event celebrating all things Quake and Doom and Fallout, etc. Bethesda is also hosting a multiplayer esports tournament for the Elder Scrolls Legends and Quake Champions, as well as various panels for upcoming games. And the article here on Polygon kind of goes on, and they talk about some of the, and I actually posted this on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/joystickandmouse, you can find this article and follow it along. Now, they kind of go into a number of updates that Bethesda made and id Software and some of this. So I want to focus on a couple of things. One is Doom Eternal, because it looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
it I mean, it's awesome. Just more, it's more goodness out of that game franchise that I like. And then the other piece is around Fallout 76 and some of the news that it won't be coming to Steam. So let's start with Doom first. Gents, we were watching the gameplay trailer that they did at QuakeCon a little bit ago. What are your all's thoughts?
It looked amazing.
Looks kind of cool.
Looks really cool.
I mean,
well, it's Doom.
Yeah,
it's in the tradition of Doom. It is what Doom is supposed to be.
Yeah,
and oh my God, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to be a game that Willie's going to ask me to buy.
Now let's talk about that, because a second ago you were like, "Oh man, looking at all this like violence, I guess I shouldn't give him crap about Gears of War or anything." Is this okay for your, how old is he now?
He's 13.
13.
Now.
Okay, so 13. And this is, remember Omar was talking about how, you know,
his son
Owen's
was
12.
What, 11? 12?
He's like 12. So it's like, where does the
it's really
violence versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, the thing that kind of swings it my way closer to being okay for me is that it's not realistic violence. Right, you know, it's not a person going and
it's also not people.
You're right. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's not people.
Very good point.
Which is why I won't let him play GTA.
Yeah.
So because that's, you know, those are real people, and I think that behavior is easier to assimilate into one's mind because you're seeing like people who are supposed to be you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'd probably let him play Doom.
You know, we were talking about how it's like this and like other games that Bethesda does, like Wolfenstein, New Order, and like some of those.
Did not let him play Wolfenstein because Wolfenstein has a couple scenes in it.
There's some booby.
Yeah, I was
there's
just
some
like,
booby
yeah,
happening.
Didn't see that.
Same
reason I won't let him play Metal Gear 5 for the same reason, because of I can't remember the woman's name in that game.
I don't remember.
Quiet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why does she have?
Yeah, she's just kind of like hypersexualized in the
game.
Silly.
So
yeah,
I hate that shit.
Kojima's got a, you know, he's got a thing.
I know he's got a
he's got a weird
and
sense.
Like you
got
to put it all out there for everybody to be aware of. Like Quentin Tarantino and his feet fetish. You guys know about that?
Yeah. I'm a big Tarantino fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So anyway, we were talking about how Bethesda has a knack for kind of taking violence and making it almost over the top, silly, jovial.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's kind of similar here, man. Like, it's just, it's so over the top, like, that you're, like, cutting these, like, demons in half, and there's almost a silliness to it, because he'll, like, bonk a guy on the head, and his head, like, goes in, like, into his chest cavity.
Well, the trailer we watched, he grabbed a coal or something, grenade or something.
Yeah.
Ran up, grabbed the guy by the head, opened his jaw, threw it in his mouth, closed the jaw, and pushed him off the thing, and the guy blew up. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, it's so silly, and I almost wonder if that kind of disarms the whole violence argument at all, or if it actually amplifies it. Same thing, like Don, you and I actually don't agree on Wolfenstein's. I think you think that it goes a little.
I thought Wolfenstein was a little too political, top enough, maybe.
I mean, it is kind of satisfying, like beating up it some
is.
Nazis.
It is, but
but you know where I come from with that game. I think that game is a specific example of just over the top with how he's able to. I'm trying to it's so over the top for this like normal human. At least like in Doom, like you're some super soldier thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's the same thing with Blazkowicz in Wolfenstein. But he just there's like a silliness behind. Maybe it's like the story. I mean, maybe that's part of it too, because there's some stuff that goes on in that story where you're just like, that's so silly. Like Jimi Hendrix in the first one. You remember that?
Yeah.
He's like sitting there playing the guitar, singing, doing the national anthem as the Nazis are coming mm-hmm. in. And it's silly. But still ultra violent, like gore and stuff abound. But yeah, I think Doom Eternal is more of the same goodness that we're getting out of this game that came out a few years ago.
Sort of what ID is known for right there.
Yeah.
These games were fantastic. These were the ones that we cut our teeth on getting into video
games. The first
games.
Doom game. I think we talked about that on
Doom,
the last episode.
Quake. There was a game called Hexen.
Yes.
Which was my personal favorite.
Hexen.
I loved Hexen.
Never played Hexen.
Thought it was great.
It was so cool.
That is available on Steam.
That's the next one that, nice.
I think.
Well, that's the next one that they have to kind of revive and remake.
Oh, I'd love to
it's
see
a
them
cool
bring
game,
that back.
Man.
That was
like
awesome.
Medieval sort of feel to it. Magic and sorcery and some other stuff. First person shooter.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Doom Eternal is out or is coming out. Another thing that they mentioned just on the topic of Quake is that Quake Champions is now free to play.
Yep.
That's really cool. Might be able to get into some of that. I always like that sort of gameplay.
So what is Quake Champions?
It's like,
Fortnite. It's sort of Battle Royale.
Well, no, I think it's like your classic Quake sort of environment. Like, you know, so you remember in Quake where you would choose like your character?
Yeah.
So, hold on, I'm about to cough. Oh, sorry, everybody. It's the same sort of thing, but every champion kind of has their own abilities.
Okay.
Kind of see what I'm saying?
Now, does it play like Team Deathmatch? Because that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, each character has their own little ability that's not going to be a game changer. But, like, for instance, one of them can kind of, like, ride around on the walls. Another guy, every once in a while, can shoot, like, mini rockets off of his shoulders and stuff. Like, there are these, like, little things that they can do.
Cool. I wonder if there's a Mac port for that.
Yeah. Or we just get you on a gaming rig here. Or make that happen. Can we do that? Maybe.
Run into Willie's room. Maybe.
We'll do that. Yeah. All right. So that's one bit of news. Now, a good chunk of time that I want to spend here is on Fallout 76. Okay.
Oh my God,
so
I can't wait.
It first of all looks freaking great. I just can't wait.
Fallout.
I have never finished a Fallout game.
Oh no, me neither. Let's be real.
All of them.
You finished all of them?
All of them.
I can't ever finish them, but
multiple
I love
times.
Them. I mean, like, look, I got a Vault-Tec thing right there.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
I got a picture here in my studio. So looks great. There was a bit of drama that kind of came out about the news that it won't be on Steam. My initial reaction is like my OCD is going to go nuts because I don't have everything in a Steam library, and I just kind of like all of that there.
So are you your preference would be to play on PC, not on console for that?
So for these Bethesda games, like Fallout, Elder Scrolls,
mm-hmm.
I always forget that's Bethesda.
You know, like I'm trying to think of what else is like those games. Isn't there one more?
Yeah. Crap.
Anyway, so for those sort of games where it's more RPG focused, well, I said the Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls, yeah.
So for those sort of games, I like playing on PC because there's a lot in regards to inventory management, skill management, that when you're trying to do it with a console, like with a controller, it's a little clunky compared to just being able to click and drag and do things like that. So that's my preference. Same thing like why The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, like that plays better for me on a PC than on a console.
I wonder if they've got some maybe side deal with Microsoft that keyboard and mouse support will be there by the time 76 comes out.
Well, let me. I see your question. I ask you another question. Will crossplay work? Because then that would be a valid.
So, if it's a Microsoft thing, I think they're always all for crossplay.
Yeah, you know I can see it working with Xbox.
Yeah,
Sony's not going to
do it. Sony do it? Probably
no,
not.
Sony's not going to do it.
Probably no. not. But that's a Sony problem. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Is 76 coming to Switch? Is it, did they say if there's going to be a Switch version?
Oh, again? You know, I want to say.
I did not hear.
Yes, I wanted to say.
Yes. I heard the two consoles, and.
Wait, PC. What did I see? Oh no, you know what I read was that the Doom Eternal was coming to the Switch. That's. Let me see. Doom Eternal is coming to the Switch.
And yeah, I guess so. The other question I was have is it not coming to PC or is it not coming to Steam?
It's not coming to
not
Steam.
Not coming to Steam.
So you can still play it on
still
the PC.
Be on PC. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think the argument, and I was actually reading a bunch of blogs and social media stuff about this. So, and this is from the perspective of folks in the gaming industry. It costs Bethesda money to, you know, put it on Steam, and not in that. So it costs them because they have to give Steam a pretty fair cut.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. like Steam's right. got a great platform, and I love how easy it is to find games and download yeah. and manage the updates and all that. But with that, you know, comes a cost to the developer where they take a cut.
It's just like when you want to, you know, why you can't buy a book in the Kindle app on an yeah. iPhone. They
it
don't
does,
pay Apple.
Yeah.
I can't imagine though that they don't make it up in amount in number of sales because it's so easy yeah. to buy a game on Steam.
Yep.
But what they're banking on is that they don't need the middleman. That they can sell
let's be
enough
clear,
of their title.
This game, they do not need Steam. They don't. This is Fallout is a well-known title, an embraced title.
Yeah.
People are gonna buy it and they're gonna play it no matter where.
Can you buy Overwatch on Steam?
No, because no. Blizzard has yeah. their own ecosystem.
Blizzard has their own launcher.
And I asked that question because over the last couple of years, if you look at a game like Overwatch, maybe they just said, hey, if Overwatch doesn't need Steam and they've got a community that's as large as it is, uh-huh. do we need it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what, like, well, do they need it?
The people that are going to buy Fallout, they're going to buy Fallout.
Yeah.
What I think they're going to miss out on, though, is the casual person that's looking for a new game. Oh, hey, everybody's talking about Fallout. No, I've clicked buy that, you know?
Yeah. But I bet you that situation will come up as, like, I don't know, a year down the road.
Now, if they do it a year down the road, put it on Steam then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like, I think that they want to reap as much of a benefit as possible up front. And then, there's no way they don't eventually put this on Steam. Right?
Like I can't imagine them not.
A lot of developers do that, right?
What's the last big game that never came to Steam?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, think PC only.
I know.
Well, I'm just asking, like, what do you think it is? Like, I'm trying, like, Civilization's there, XCOM's there.
Yeah, Fallout's there.
Yeah, even Fallout 4 is there. I truly.
Like, other than the Blizzard games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Overwatch isn't on there, but that's to be expected.
Was,
man. Like, so funny.
Assassin's Creed? Any of the Origin games? They're only in Origin. So Far Cry.
Yeah, fair. So EA well, no, Far Cry is on there, dude.
Is Far Cry
yeah.
on there?
Yeah, it is.
What are some of the Origin games that aren't?
Like Battlefield?
Oh, no, sorry. That's Uplay, isn't it?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, yeah.
So yeah, but no,
is
I'm
Division
thinking,
in there?
No, I'm thinking Origin. So Star Wars.
I don't think it is because
Star Wars Battlefront.
Because EA likes to control their stuff.
Yeah. Anything really that's on question. Origin.
I feel like we're floundering on that. I don't know.
Well, so I think what we've decided is that it's not uncommon. It's just not what was expected for this game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of big AAA titles with huge communities that don't seem to need Steam.
Yeah.
We just didn't expect Fallout to turn into
I didn't
into
expect
one
Bethesda
of
to be yeah. one of them.
It blew my mind when I heard
yeah.
it. You know? So I don't know. Like for me, part of it feels like it feels a little arrogant on Bethesda's part. They're like, oh, we don't need Steam when Steam's been such a good partner to them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, I get it. From a pure profitability yeah. perspective, shit, if they're not making, you know, let's say that they take $15, $15 to $20, if it's a $60 game and they take, you know, let's say a third of it, Steam takes a third of it, like that's a huge chunk of money.
But I think from a corporate standpoint, you have to show your value to Steam too, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe the conversation started with, listen, we're fine giving you a percentage, but we don't like the percentage that you want.
Yeah.
So how about we do this?
Yep.
And if Steam says no, and you think, hey, we're not gonna lose that much money not going with them. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, think about none of Microsoft's first party games are in there either.
Are they?
No. I mean, Gears not there, Forza's not there.
Fable's there. All the Fables are there.
Are all the Fables there? But yeah. I wonder if they come out with a new Fable, if the new Fable would be there.
That's true. It's just an interesting perspective.
I feel like Forza would be a game, like Forza and Forza Horizon. I think those would be games that would probably do really well in Steam.
Yeah. The pirate one that we hate? What's it?
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Isn't that... Is that on? I don't think that's on Steam.
I don't
either.
Think it's
yeah,
on
you're
Steam.
Right. I don't think any of those like that's new on Microsoft exclusives nope. yeah. are either. Yeah, yeah, and this is where I think it's a similar like, you know how we talk about like subscription services and like mm-hmm. Hulu and Netflix and like at what point is like too many yeah. are there too
oh my
many
God,
and
here,
disparate
here, here,
places?
Here comes the old man moment.
All right, do it.
I am so I'm sick of everybody having their own freaking launcher.
I am too. Yeah.
My God, I look at the bottom of my screen and my little start bar, and I've got. I used to have three of them. Now I've got 10. You know, we've got Uplay. Yep. We've got Origin.
I know. Epic Games has
their launcher.
Epic has their
own one now. Yeah, it's like, oh, come on, guys. So cannot we get this? Get your shit together and...
Well, you know, and actually...
So Devil's Advocate, doesn't this mean that they're getting their shit together? So these companies have, for years, been dependent on a third party... Like Steam, to deliver content. And they are losing a percentage of their sales because of it. And now they're saying,
that's a
we
really
have the communities,
context.
Do we need the third party? Look at cable television.
I think
right?
we're having the same problem with TV right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So all of these people are like, well, hey, we don't need, and in cable, consumers like it, right? Consumers have been willing to cut the cord and deal with the multiple launchers because it saves them money.
They were willing to go with one launcher, maybe two. People were
Hulu
actually
and
coming.
Netflix.
People were actually That's coming it. Back to cable now. Because it's a pain in the ass to watch.
Yeah, to try. It's also really hard to like continue
to watch your shows.
To be like, okay, I need Netflix for like a few months here, and then I need HBO because Game of Thrones for these next few months. It's a lot
but,
to manage.
You know, in this particular case, like a lot of the launchers, like you know, we get rid of we get rid of Fios and go with like DirecTV Now. Well, DirecTV Now will let me subscribe to HBO.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah. And you have. You could either get HBO even by itself without even having any of that.
Right. So I guess...
And to be fair, so for people who may be listening who are wondering what Tim is talking about when he says Cox, it's not like Wieners. So
Cox Cable.
Cox Cable.
Cable. So yeah, I don't know. It seems like something that we've been for in one area of our consumption
yep.
we're against in a different area.
No, I'm against it in TV too.
Are you?
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I hate that I have to load up freaking, I hate that I have to load up Amazon to watch some shows. Mm-hmm. I have to load up Netflix to watch some other shows. I have to,
you know, it's great.
I have to load up the CW app.
Yeah, we're going to the same both, place, Alex. You hit it, hit it, hit it. Apple TV.
Yeah, boy.
TV app. I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I even talked to the remote and I'm like, I want to watch Thor Ragnarok and it'll show me all the plate. And
I can
like,
do that with TiVo. I can tell my TiVo that I want to watch this and it'll
find. Yeah, I did that with, I wanted to watch The Fugitive the other night. Yeah. Don't ask me why I wanted to watch The Fugitive. Right. And so I couldn't find it anywhere. And it, you know, TV app told me, hey, you can watch that on HBO Go. Yes, let's do it.
Don, how are you feeling about getting
so
all that
So really, what somebody has feeling to do okay. is come up with a better launcher.
Yeah.
That's what it
yeah,
is. Somebody has
yeah,
to come
you
out.
Want to make a fortune? There it is.
Come out
so
with a
you know what I think is
going to
happen? I think Microsoft will come up with a launcher for Windows 10.
That'd be great. And you want to know something? So just to give credit where credit's due on that topic, and I was going to mention this earlier, Steam, for what it's worth, if you have a game locally on your computer, you can actually add that game to your Steam library. Yeah. It just doesn't launch from the Steam menu. It just forces it to launch wherever it is.
Yeah, actually, you can add like World of Warcraft and Overwatch and all. You can add those to Steam.
You can. It just like you don't buy it from there, and you don't get all the achievements through there, and like so, it's an added step. It's an added step that. Is first world problems. I understand people.
Yeah.
It's first world problems. Okay. But
it's
an interesting
perspective.
If
enough users complain about it, they will respond with a solution or fix to make it work.
And again, where I'm coming from is that I get it. I totally get it for business reasons. Like, I really do. I feel like it's a little arrogant, though, from Bethesda.
I understand it from business reasons.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They want as big a... big a cut of that pie as they can get.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, man, all those years of
GTA
you guys
5 and Steam?
Oh, yeah, that's where I got mine.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, boy. When you get it for the PC, man.
I am just not a huge PC gamer.
Oh, God. I hook up my controller and everything to it, dude.
So, you know what I think is going to really have to happen to me is I'm going to have to find a game that I love that is a PC-only game.
Overwatch.
Overwatch.
But it's not a PC-only game.
Yeah,
I
but like
it for the console.
World of Warcraft.
See, I'd have to. Yeah,
yo, Battle for Azeroth is coming out tomorrow.
BFA launches tomorrow.
When we're recording this. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'll get you on board, man.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
And maybe and through that, I'll say, ooh, you know, this is what. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get you. Yeah, we'll get you there. I'm feeling it. All right, so we have a video game to review, so let's go ahead and hop into the video game spotlight.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed. I'm surprised.
Okay, so the game that we're talking about today is one that I'm recommending, and we're going a little non-conventional today, guys. It's a video game. It's still a video game, okay? And it's been out for a little bit, and it's a mobile game. It's called Hustle Castle. Okay, so... you guys have probably seen their ads on social media, and that's kind of how I eventually was like, oh, fine, I'll just download it and try it, fine. And it's actually really, really fun. Have you guys heard of this?
I have, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of like Fallout Shelter. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's kind of like Fallout Shelter if you've ever played it. It's one of the, you build your rooms, and you're trying to... get enough resources to build more rooms.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in Hustle Castle, you got to try to go out and conquer.
So you've got experience with this then?
A little bit.
Okay. And so what is your level in this game?
Let me start it up here. So, 26.
Oh, Jesus. Let me see. What am I at? I'm at 14. I'm at level 4. Jesus.
I think I saw it. I was probably playing some match. I love a match 3 game. Sit and just, you know, do the stupid crystals or something. You know,
yeah.
Candy Crush or something.
It's mindless.
They're
it's
completely mindless. Yeah. And if you just want to kill 10, 15 minutes, you can go do a couple levels of that. I think it was an ad in one of those.
Yeah, that's kind of how
watch
it pops
a video,
up all over the ads.
Watch a video and I'm like, oh, that looks sort of interesting. That's sort of like Fallout Shelter. Okay, I'll try that.
But, you know, kind of bringing it back. I mean, it is... It brings in that common element of Fallout Shelter where you got all these rooms, right? You got to manage the people coming into your castle, where they kind of fit in. You could put two people, like a man and a woman in a room, and they'll make a baby. And then that baby grows up, and they all have skills that they can bring to the table, like fighting skills, like alchemy and all these mm-hmm. other things. So, but there's a combat element to it that was the most surprisingly fun thing to the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's there's quite a bit of strategy to it.
There
so
is.
You look at the what you're going to have to fight mm-hmm. and then tailor your guys that you're going to send into the battle
with the right equipment
to look
gear
the right equipment
stuff.
And gear yeah. to counter that. Yeah.
So you send them in and you even have like powers, like you can throw a fireball in there or empower them to enrage to make them attack faster, stuff like that. Dude, it's fun, man. And this is completely free, but it is one of those things where it's like, yeah, you got you have coins and then you have this other resource like gems or something that you can use the gems to buy the other things, and in order to get the gems you need the actual money. It's like they kind of like you could kind of pay your way.
You can pay to I always find in these things, you're paying to accelerate yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Past where you're at.
Very good point.
It isn't that you can't do it that way.
Right.
It's but you're speeding up the time that it takes to be able to do those things.
This is a great game to, like, you know, you're taking a poop and you got to, you know, update your upgrade your castle. And the other thing actually that is really fun about this is that while you're offline, people will attack your castle and they will earn gold if they win or whatever, but you can set up defenses so that you protect your castle and kind of your ranking and stuff. And it's not like they do any permanent damage. It's just kind of, it's just very passive. And, but that part is also really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was so surprised. Like, and the whole game looks like a Family Guy cartoon. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
The graphics and stuff, are fun. Yeah, man, I was just like, holy cow, I wasn't expecting to like this game that much.
Yeah, like Fallout Shelter sort of fell off.
Me
like,
too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Fine. Also, it was like a little overly complicated at times.
Yeah. This one's just fun. It's just simple, easy. Yeah, throw them in that room, make them gear up and get better at cutting down trees or get this guy better at producing food. And
yep. Tim, you and I were kind of reminiscing about mobile games at one point. So what's your experience with mobile games?
You know, the only mobile game that I've actually played like for long periods of time was like the original Plants vs. Zombie.
Oh, God, it's so good, though.
And Plants vs. Zombie is
love
good.
That
good
game.
Yeah?
I mean, I think she's beaten that game at least 100 times.
Really?
She would finish and she'd just start back over again from the beginning. She didn't like the second one. She thought the second one was entirely too difficult, but she loved the first one.
Yeah.
And then we played a lot of Two Dots.
You know, actually, so you talked about the second one. That, you're right. I forgot how complicated the game got.
Because the second one was after they sold the game to EA.
Yeah.
And the second one just wasn't as good as the first
Freaking
one.
Freaking EA. They always.
God, man. Always and then I played a game called We Rule for a while.
I remember, well, I remember the name We Rule, and I think I remember it was like kind mm-hmm. of a top-down sort of thing where you build
your
farms.
You build your own little kingdom.
Yeah,
that was cool. Good. And I've seen a lot of games over, like, lady I work with, she was playing something the other day, and I looked at it, and I was like, that looks just like We Rule.
Oh, really?
Totally different game, but I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was the same style, top-down.
Township. A bit. That was
fun. I remember that. My killer's been tapped out. I still play it.
Oh,
really? I still have it on my iPad. I still play it.
Yeah. I haven't launched that game in a long time. I wonder what my stuff is doing right now. Probably dead. Everything's dead.
No, nothing dies. It just stays there. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the farms and stuff. Oh, yeah. I guess none of it dies. You're right.
Yeah, nothing tapped out. It's all there.
And I think We Rule got sold to another company, and they rolled it into like a new game.
Really?
Well, EA owns Tapped Out now too. So.
Freaking EA, man! They buy up everything and then just kind of—I don't want to say they ruin it, but they just—they have a habit of like unnecessarily accelerating some of the development times of these games, which really screws it up.
Yeah.
They put out unfinished stuff and stuff that hasn't gone through enough testing for feedback, and you know they don't have a good like. Just way too many times they've done that. That's frustrating.
I'm trying to think. I don't know that there's an EA game that I play regularly. I mean, Titanfall, you know, I used to play a lot of Titanfall.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a good game.
That's a satisfying game.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But any Star Wars?
No.
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront didn't really get into it.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 was okay. It's better than Battlefront 1. As a Star Wars fanboy, it's a little disappointing with how the lack of engagement I feel in that game.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Like when it comes down, like I just doesn't.
They're
doesn't,
wasting a license.
They are. Well, Disney's already talked about how they're going to potentially pull that license.
Disney should look at what Warner Brothers did, and mimic it.
Yeah, I mean it's brilliant. Between between the Lord of the Rings stuff, between like
Batman.
Yep.
I mean, just go out.
What is that? Insomniac Games.
Insomniac, I think, was on the Mordor series. It was Rocksteady.
Yeah, Rocksteady.
Steady was on Batman. And
did
then
they do Arkham?
And Rocksteady did the first two Arkhams, I think. And then WB Games did...
the third one. Ooh. Oh man, did you hear that upstairs?
Yeah. I was waiting for the cry.
I can hear the crying. So where we record is like right underneath our living room in my house, and all I heard was a thump, and I hear Arya going, no, 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 no. Like she's probably running away from Deanna because she's grabbed her phone or something. That's what she does, guys. Like she'll grab our phones and then like look at us and like put it down, and then she just takes off. Or what else is good is that you'll be like, Arya, no, that phone's not for you. And then she'll like hand it to you like, oh no, I was just getting it for you. That's how she operates. That little
wrap.
I think you're gonna be around
his little finger already.
Yeah, I just need to. What it comes down to is I just need to buy her own iPhone, right? Like that's how you solve this problem, right? Right? Good idea.
The youngest iPhone.
Stop it.
Owner ever. I mean, listen, if you told me you were going to buy her an iPod Touch, I might not have tensed
no way.
Up as much.
I can't. Man. I can't.
You could buy her a used Touch, like one of those old school ones with the silver
back. Give her one of those little play phones. She won't know the difference.
She does, though, Don, because she has two of them. She has two of the play ones, and she one of them even has like a little mirror on it because we're like, oh, she loves the selfie thing. She'll walk around and take a video of herself. Like
I've seen the videos,
right? I think I've even posted them to the Dad Chronicle on Facebook. So that yeah, it was anyway. Being a dad is fun. It's the best thing in the world.
Yep.
And it's exhausting. What were we talking about? Oh, this game. What's it called again? It's Hustle Castle. I keep wanting to call it Realm Royale, but that's a completely
different game
on Steam. That's still a lot of fun. Hustle Castle. It is free. I play it on iOS. Mm-hmm. It's
good.
Probably on Android as well. Probably.
I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I play it on the iPad. So.
Yeah. So go download it. Download it, Tim. Play with us. It's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
We can create a clan. It will be great.
Oh, so there's a co-op.
Yeah. It's more like you can kind of like...
You
like,
can ask
you know
for help.
Raids and Pokemon kind of work where it's just like...
Like, I need wood, so I can ask, hey, and it...
I thought there was also a combat element where, like, you can kind of attack things together. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think there is. I don't.
Or you can like defend people if they're getting attacked, or it's something like that. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, folks. Download it. Let us know your thoughts. You can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Dudes, I think that's a show. All right,
man.
All right, Don. Where else can people reach us?
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, I think reach us at Joystick and Mouse. On Facebook.
Yep.
We have joystick_mouse
there it
on
is.
Twitter.
I couldn't remember what our Twitter handle was for a second.
Yes. joystick_mouse.
Yep.
On Twitter.
Beautiful. And you could follow me and all my gaming shenanigans. I'm going to be doing a lot of Battle for Azeroth streaming. You can go to fb.gg/cross715. That's my Facebook streaming channel. Don's doing it now on Facebook.
I am streaming on Facebook. It is... Facebook/Diddy.
Yep.
Battle for Azeroth launches tomorrow.
Diddy_AIE? Or is it just
nope,
Diddy now?
Just Diddy.
Nice.
Battle for Azeroth launches tomorrow.
It's going to be fun.
6 p.m.
Yeah.
I will be streaming live.
Sweet. Me too. Maybe we can do some co-op streaming. That'd be fun. I don't know if I'll be on at 6. But well, streaming.
There's gonna be actually we're getting
we all stream for
our raid team. We've got a group together. We're gonna go out and quest together and
very cool.
Romp through it.
Tim, where can people reach you?
Jay Dimes
on Twitter,
Instagram, and
Facebook streaming. Game streaming?
Well, I guess I got to get some PC gaming going first before...
You do. We'll make it happen. Oh, yes. You know what else we got to do is eventually I got to do Horizon Zero Dawn. I got to talk about that.
Yeah.
At some point.
Some point.
Jeez. It's been good. It's been
fun. It's a good game.
All right. But again, you can email us, chime in on the conversation that we've had today, joystickandmouse@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody.
Glad to be back.
See you later, folks.
See ya.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.